Should I let me know when you want me to go ahead?
All right. Maybe give another minute and then we can start. Yeah.
This recording is going to be available on channel 9.
Yes, every session that we do here, the recordings will be available on the channel 9.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
Yep, and thank you everyone for joining us for Azure Power Lunch on Friday. We are always super excited to learn new topics. So Naveed, if you want to go ahead and get started.
Okay. Good morning and a happy Friday, everyone. Thanks, Raj, and thank you everyone for joining and spending your Friday with us. So today's topic is overview of web apps for containers and Azure App Service on Linux. And although they are part of the same service, Azure App Service for Linux, but they are two slightly different flavors, and that's what we're going to cover. Quick introduction, that slide will be there. So, you know, please, if you want to look at it, take a look at that. As usual, we're going to start with some Azure service updates, and then we're going to go with our topic of discussion. And if you have any questions, please post them to the IM window or speak up. So quickly, let me just first go over some Azure updates. One of the big update this week is this Azure Confidential Computing. So I think everybody knows that Microsoft is making a lot of investment on security, and Microsoft Research is very active in how we can provide secure environments or what we call secure sandbox for our customers to use. And Azure Confidential Computing is a step in that direction, where you can have a trusted environment inside an untrusted cloud. So you may have may not trust the platform, but there is a what they call is a TEE, and you know it's kind of a goes into a very deep detail around a how you can use those. So there are going to be two type of TEEs that are going to be available as a part of a trusted environment, as a part of Azure. One based on Hyper-V, which is software based, and another one which is based on Intel STX TE. So those environments are kind of a, those environments where you coders can run their code, and you don't have to encrypt everything, but nobody can peek into it. So I will highly recommend that you take a look at this announcement. There's a private preview that's going on, so you have to nominate your customers for that, to use this trusted execution environment. And at some point, it will go into a general release, and it will be a part of it. Already a part, similar technology that we're using, already a part of how we run SQL Server and some of the other services around a blockchain. It has a big implications for financial services customers and healthcare customers. So that's something, big announcement. No other cloud provider is providing that. So that's some definitely worth looking at. Okay, moving on. Finally, after a long wait, enterprise customers are able to look at their expenses, how much money their subscription are using in Azure portal. So they don't have to go into EA portal or ask somebody to go there, get the bill, and then so it this capability is available now in the Azure portal. It's currently, I think, is in a preview where you can pick your subscription, resource type, resource group, a time span, and tags. So it gives you the your expenses or total cost for that particular time frame for those parameters. So that's something I think it's a near dear to our customers, and if you are a customer, it should be to you, because now you can, you don't have to wait for somebody to go into the portal and get the report out. You can quickly take a look at it at Azure subscription. And this is specifically for subscription created under EA. Because if you have noticed, if you have a subscription which is like MSDN subscription or a subscription pay as you go, you can take a look at that anyways. Managed services identity, MSI, support for app, service, and Azure functions. So once again, what is managed service identity? It's a service principle that is created for your application. So instead of logging to other services using a user ID password, you use this managed services principle. And if that service, and this comes out through Azure AD, and if that service does not support Azure AD, it's a third-party service, you can use that service principle to go to Key Vault, get the user ID password, and then access that service. So that kind of a really, kind of a make it secure. So you can basically go into App Service or Azure Function and put simply enable the service managed services and identity for those application. Finally, I think I talked about it last week, Azure AD Domain Services, which allows you to create a domain controller as a service in Azure, tying into Azure AD. It is now available for Resource Manager VNets as well. Before, it was only available for classic VNets, where you run, and then you have to do some sort of peering with a Resource Manager VNet, but now it's available for Resource Manager VNets as well. So you can, it's currently in public preview, so there may be some features which may or may not be available, but it is available in public preview, so that's great news. Any questions? So moving on with our topic, I hope everybody is familiar with Azure App Service in general. This is our PaaS platform to build enterprise-grade application which are fully managed, increase developer productivity, because what you're doing is you're creating an application on-prem and you're just bringing that application into the cloud. Supports .NET, PHP, Node.js applications in Azure. So when it started, the platform was Windows, and that's how we hosted most of the application on that platform. So PHP running on Windows, Node.js running on Windows. But there are a number of customers who kind of felt left out, who were running PHP on Java or PHP on Linux or Ruby on, all of that stuff. And what they wanted was a platform where they can run these application natively into this Linux environment. So into a Linux environment, and they don't have to kind of go through this step of migrating their application to Windows and then running it. So this is, by the way, a quick picture of Azure App Service. So that was the requirement where App Services for Linux came from. And one key thing to keep in mind about Azure App Services for Linux is it is running based on containers. So isolation that is provided, the way we create your application on a Linux box is through containers. So, and there are two ways it creates the container. One, let's say you can bring just your app, and you don't have to worry about how we are creating container. So that's what we call web app. App service on Linux, or web app on Linux, or Linux web app, whatever name you call it. And the second one is, let's say that, and by the way, in the first case, we will always have a standard container where we are going to run your web app. Okay, it will be running Debian, it will be running Apache, but let's say that you are running PHP, but you are running Tomcat, or you have a different combination permutation. What you can do is you can create your custom container and bring it to Azure. So that's the second part, web apps for containers. So in that case, you can bring those containers in. And that's where we are dividing the audience into two. One audience is that they are not concerned. One piece of audience is they are not concerned. And this is very important to understand. They are not concerned about the containers or anything. They have a PHP application that they want to run on web apps, and they're running it on Linux on-prem. So they just, let's say it's a PHP 7.0 or 7.1 app. They just come in and they just deploy this app either through Git or some sort of FTP, and here we go. That application is running. We are creating the container behind the scene. We have standard set of container. We take their application, put it in the container, and run it. So that's where we take care of all that. Second is, for those people who are doing a lot of customization, who don't want to run Apache or you want to run some other Nginx or other servers, and they want to use, and they're kind of familiar with containers and and that technology, they can bring their own container. Those containers can be in Docker Hub public repo. It can be in ACR, which is Azure Container Registry, or Docker Hub private, so it's in a private repository. So it can be any one of those places, and they can bring in containers. Quickly, this is the language support that is currently available for Azure App Service for Linux. For Node.js, you can see 4.4, 4.5, 6.2 up to 8.1, PHP 5.6 and 7.0, .NET Core, as you can see, .NET Core 2.0 is not yet supported, and Ruby 2.3. Before I go into the demo, any questions? Okay.
So, Navid, I see a question here that is .NET Core 2.0 is coming soon? Do we have any?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We don't have timeline, but yes, of course, it's coming soon. Hopefully, we should hear something either at the Ignite or maybe before that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I am in Azure portal, and I go into app services, and I'm going to create an app service. And basically, I'm going to start with a web app. Okay. By the way, before a few weeks back, actually, there used to be two web apps, web app and web app on Linux. But I think one good thing they did, they combined it. So that's how the experience looked like. So if I do web app create, it's going to ask me what is the name of the web app. So I'm going to call it NZ Power Lunch Demo. And I'm going to use an existing resource group. This is my app service. And I already have created an app service plan. And by the way, that's where it asks you, Windows or Linux. So you can either choose Windows or Linux. If you choose Windows, then of course, it's going to set up the Windows platform and run that app on that. And if you say Linux, it's going to use, if you don't have an app service plan, it's going to ask you to create one. I already have an app service plan, so I don't have to. Runtime stack. What is your runtime stack? And by the way, you can change the runtime stack later on, but you have to redeploy the application to support that runtime stack. Okay. So this is basically saying what type of application, but because what we are going to do is the app services team is going to deploy that container. Over, I mean, that's the container it's going to be using. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to use PHP 7, and I'm going to say create this application. It's going to take, as you know, a few seconds or maybe 10, 15 seconds to deploy the application. Let's go into app services, and let's refresh those, and let's see. Okay, that application has been created. This is the NZ Power Lunch demo. And let me just go in and open the application. Open in the browser. So as I open it, you will see the standard screen that come up whenever you open, because at this time, it is nothing but a database entry where it's saying, yes, this is there is an app and there is no deployment. So what I'm going to do, I have a demo application. It is as a PHP app, and I can kind of run this app here. So I'm going to run it at this port. So it's running. And what I can do is I can, by the way, I'm really bad at typing. So that's why I have this cheat sheet. Okay, so I go in here and I open a browser. I type in this address. Okay, that says thanks for joining Azure PowerLand. So this is currently running at on-prem. What I need to do is I need to push this application out into the cloud. So first thing I need to do is I need to go in and configure the local Git. So it's in a local Git repository. I need to configure the local Git repository to write it to that particular application. So let me just quickly get the application name. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to copy the application name. By the way, this stuff is only needed since I am doing deployment through Git. If you're doing some other way, then you will need maybe FTP, then it's different since I'm doing it through local Git. So that's why I require that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up the source for the local Git deployment, and I'm going to run it here. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to run this, and it's going to give me a URL in the end once it's able to set up the Git deployment. So in just a few seconds, you will see a URL pop up, which tells me that, okay, what's going on? Deployment config name, power launch demo. Oh, I'm sorry. I think this is not the right place to run it. I should be running it in here. Sorry. So this is basically, so let me just clarify. So this is the Azure shell. If you are not command shell, it is a part of the browser. Basically, that's where you can run Azure commands. So I think a demo error. I should be running it here. So what it's going to do is it's going to set up this kind of a linkage with, and it's going to configure it to use local Git. So once that happens, and I'm going to take this URL from here, I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to add this as a my local Git that I need to deploy to this URL. Once again, these steps are only needed since I'm deploying through Git, so don't worry about it. This is basically just to push through Git, okay, and after that, I just need to push this code, basically the master, to Git. So you will see the deployment going in. It's going to ask my user and a password. So let me provide that user, PHP demo user, PHP demo user, and the password. So once I provided the password, so now think of it is deploying it through Git from my local Git repository into Azure, the web app that we are running. So this is the deployment is going on. It takes a few seconds to complete the deployment. I just want to show you what it, once it's deployed, it kind of gives you a message that the container is about to start. So it takes kind of a few seconds, and then the deployment will be complete. So just give it a few seconds.
Hey, Navid, while we are waiting for the deployment to finish, there are a couple of questions. So one is that, is there any difference in performance if web app is deployed using container versus native?
If web app is deployed with?
Using container versus natives.
There shouldn't be, because yeah. I mean, your container is running on that, so there shouldn't be any difference.
I think it depends on your ASP SKU that you picked, right? So if you pick
Exactly.
Azure Service.
So that there shouldn't be any issue. So basically, let's see what's going on. Okay, I'm not sure why it is taking that much time. It should complete. But in any case, let's move on. I have already have it deployed into another service. So this is kind of, you know, like you always have a cake handy. If just to, so this is basically the app. That's how it looks like. So I can go in there, and this is a web app where I have deployed the code. It's running in Azure on Linux, and this is the message that it shows. I did that demo for another customer who wanna run some application, PHP application into Azure. So once again, just to prove the point that this thing is running on, oh, by the way, a few interesting things I want to show you in this app. You have this, let me increase the font size a little bit. Okay, so you can see here, let me just see if this thing has, okay, this thing is, I'm not sure what's going on with this, but let's see here. So this thing has the Docker container. So just to prove the point that there is a Docker container running. So as you can see, you have built-in. So this is the built-in platform Docker container that is running in this particular, for this particular application. Of course, you can get it from registry, Docker Hub, and I can change the runtime stack. But remember, if I change the runtime stack, I have to redeploy again because it's not gonna take the same application and try to run it, okay? Second thing I wanna show you that you can actually do an SSH. If you are familiar with Linux, you know that SSH is the way you connect to, one way to you, that you connect to Linux machines. So this is web SSH, and let's do an LSA. And I am gonna go to the root directory, and then I'm gonna go to cd home, and basically, I go in here and cd site, and there is a www root directory. I go in here, and then you will see here, this is the index.php. So that's the file that we deploy. So this is running on a Linux. And by the way, as I said, this is a Debian Linux with Apache web server. Okay.
So Naveed, while we are here, there is another question that, is there any scenario where we prefer using like the built-in image versus a custom container image?
Yeah, as I said, it depends on the customer. If the customer doesn't want to mess with the you know, setting up container, they're using Apache, they're okay with Apache, and they just want to take their application and deploy, then I think they should use, you know, built-in images, which is web app on Linux. That's it. Very simple.
Okay.
But if the customer is, you know, they want to go in and they want to deploy their own application, and, you know, they have their own container and they want to deploy that, then they may want to look at. So I have a Docker image, a sample Docker image, is called Docker image test, and I want to deploy that image into Linux, into web apps on Linux. This is my custom image. I don't want to use the existing image. And this is basically a Python image that I want to run.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to run it. So I'm just going to take this command. Okay, the remote. Okay, let's run it this one more time. Let's see what happens. So I'm going to take this, and I'm going to, while it is running, I'm going to go back to my console, and I'm going to paste this. So what it is doing is it's creating a web app by the name of NNZ Linux Demo 2 with, and it's going to use this container image. If you are familiar with Docker, in Docker, you have a repository, and then a tag. So this is the repository, and then there is a tag, which is the image tag. So that's what, so I'm gonna take this image, which has been created in this repository, it's a public repo, and I'm gonna, based on that, I am going to create a web app, and you're gonna see how quick it is. So I just run it, and what it is doing is web services this time, it's pulling that image onto Azure, you know, app service site, and then deploying it. So it is already deployed. But one thing I want to caution you against, and just keep that in mind, that if your image, this image is really, really small. I mean, you can look at it. It is only 70 MB. So that's why it is really, really fast. And it does some caching. Since I have tested this application before, that's why that image may already be in cache. That's why it's very fast. If you try to do a large image of multi-gig in size, I can tell you that this will take maybe 10, 15 seconds to up to a few minutes, okay? Oh, by the way, this is I wanted to show you. So this basically, just to go back here, once again, this is the line I wanted to show you. Once I deployed, it says app container will begin restart within 10 seconds. So this is, sorry to kind of switch the context. This is where we were doing app on Linux and we were just pushing from Git into Azure Web App. Okay, so just to, I just want to emphasize the point that everything is running into the in a container. So let's quickly, you know, go back to our web apps. And let me just close this thing and open, just refresh these web apps, and we should have a NZ Linux demo 2. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna quickly browse it, and it will take a second to start, and it's gonna, you know, basically, you know, download that image and run it. So that's where it can, you know, take a little bit of time. But just keep in mind, the larger the image, the first start would be a little bit slower. So that's something. So in the meantime, while this page is loading, I'm gonna go back here and I am going to look at our Power Lunch app and just wanna show you that this app is also ready to go. So if I do browse, you know, thanks for joining Azure Power Lunch. So that's what, that's the text that we had, and that's it shows up. And let's look at our, this app. And this is, so this is our container app that we deployed. Remember, both of them are running in Linux, but, and that's the option that you have. We only have 1 minute, any questions? I know it's a very quick tour, but the key takeaway is you have two options. Use built-in containers, simple, easy to deploy, and you can be get going, I mean, just bring in your application, or you can bring your own container from Docker Hub, from your private repo, or from Azure Container Registry. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, so Naveed, I have one more question in the chat window. So the question is SSH is installed on Docker by default on app service containers?
Basically, it's running in Linux, so SSH is, yes, SSH is there, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you don't have to do anything. SSH is there, and all, I mean, those Linux goodies. And by the way, one thing to keep in mind, all the goodies of web apps, slots, you know, auto-scaling, all are applicable here. There is no functionality that has been taken away. And one, I want to clarify one last thing. It is not yet supported on ASC. So if you are doing an ASC, it is still all Windows-based. Application service environment is still Windows-based. There are requests to make it support Linux as well, but as we speak now, it is Windows-based and there are no timelines when it will support Linux. Okay, so we are right at the clock, and I will thank you for joining. If any question, I will be happy to, you know, stay longer. Otherwise, thank you for joining, and I will upload Suraj. You know, thank you for, you know, for uploading this.
And,
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to check, is there any VNet integration available for web app for containers?
The only VNet integration that's going to be available is going to be through point-to-site VPN. That's it. It's not. There's not going to be anything like, as I said, application service environment.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much for everyone for attending the call. I'll be posting the recordings on Azure Power Lunch channel line site. Yeah, go ahead. If you all have any other question, please feel free to unmute yourself and you can ask the question.
Yeah, please. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I can talk a little bit. So we have an on-prem environment, and since this is a PaaS service, what are the VNet connectivity options I have to consider?
Yeah, I mean that's one of the challenge. So you want the connectivity back to on-prem? Is that right?
Yeah. So we have an on-prem environment, and we are using private peering across ExpressRoute into our IaaS that connects to our PaaS.
This is
a very valuable service for our customers. A lot of people are excited about containers. Unfortunately, they're going into the Red Hat offering with the Kubernetes, and then they're getting out of the Azure space. Do you think you can have a follow-up as to how this service can be offered via on-prem all the way down to Azure IaaS to PaaS?
Yeah, so just to be very clear, we have an Kubernetes offering through Azure Container Service.
Okay.
And, yeah. I mean, you know, we can definitely cover that in a later session. And it is not competing with that. Just keep in mind that there are different class of customers. There are customers who understand containers and they're in love with Kubernetes. They should go with Azure Container Service. Mm-hmm. And there are customers who are just saying, I need this app in Azure, you know, in a PaaS environment. I want to take advantage of auto scaling and all those features. We will be going with App Service or App Service on Linux. And then there is a middle range of customers who are somewhat comfortable with containers, but they still, their main goal is to deploy their app into Azure, but with some customization. For them, Azure Web App for containers. You know,
so correct.
That's the kind of, one thing is definitely missing right now is a connectivity, the network connectivity piece, and that's something you know. Let's see when they announce something like AS application service environment for Linux.
Yeah, that's the challenge that we're facing because we have on-prem that we have to migrate to Azure. And we need to have private peering enabled. We already have private peering enabled across ExpressRoute. So the question is how I'm going to make this service available to our on-prem data sources.
Absolutely. Why don't you do this? If you, I would really appreciate if you can send us an email.
Sure.
Because a customer reference will go a long way in telling the product team that this is a big ask from our customers, and instead of us saying, oh yeah, it's a big ask without a customer reference.
Definitely will do. Thank you, Navid.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much. I hope everybody enjoy their Friday, and thanks Raj for kind of hosting this, and see everybody next week.
Yep. Thank you very much, Navid. Thanks all.
Thank you. Thank you.